Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 71 in the book of Revelation. We've been talking about the Battle of Armageddon, which is in chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. And today I want to respond to Armageddon. I even want to meditate on it a little bit. So after the Battle of Armageddon, there's no living human that lives to resist God any further. There's not one human being left to despise him by word or by deed. So after this, human volition ceases. Judgment and permanent placement are next, if you turn the page into chapter 20. So remember, at the Battle of Armageddon, and I almost use the quotes, the Battle of Armageddon is over in literally in one sentence. And remember, it's a battle that birds are invited to. The birds are invited to, because the defeated armies are going to be eaten by the birds. They're going to be, eventually here, they'll be cursed and separated in punishment if we turn the page. So at the Battle of Armageddon, people are on the menu and birds are invited. It's contrasted earlier in Revelation to the marriage feast. And that's a feast where people are invited, and blessed are those that are invited. And they get intimacy with God and proximity and presence and permanence, which is on the menu. Now, human beings that die go to heaven, go to paradise with the Lord. And here he brings people back for this battle. The battle belongs to the Lord, because nobody fights in the Battle of Armageddon except for the Lord, where all rebellious beasts and all rebellious people are dealt with. So before this, we're in chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. Before this, there are seven, and then another seven, and then another seven. Too many to count chances for people to yield and respond to the Lord. These people that are left are committed to worshiping the beast. Now, you know, let's cut people some slack here. People aren't perfect. Even John misworships an angel. And I remember that to tell us that that we can reset and reorient and ask forgiveness and walk with the Spirit. The ultimate heart of God is that he desires to be with people. He takes people with him that want to be with him. And I want to think about the thief on the cross. He kind of gives us the ultimate definition of what life is like in heaven, in a pre-rapture, pre-wrath, pre-revelation sort of way. And Jesus described it as, today you will be with me in paradise. So it's a place where you're with God and you are visibly seeing his glory, his character, and his characteristics. And that man, the thief, was headed towards judgment and eternal wrath, and Jesus steals him. Jesus steals the thief on the cross from the righteous wrath, and he steals him to paradise. And by my reading, he actually is now coming back to the earth with Jesus for this battle of Armageddon, maybe riding a white horse, unarmed, because Jesus is the only weapon that is need for this. Now, here's the genius of Revelation. We get to see and hear about the Battle of Armageddon before it happens. So the battle has not yet happened. But all you have to do is read chapter 19 to know about what happens at this battle that's coming. It's called a prophecy. So Revelation chapter 1 says, as blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. Blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. In other words, let's think about what is happening in the book of Revelation. Now, his desire is that we be with him forever. And punishment is described in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, as being away from the presence of the Lord. So the flip side of that is that the people of God get to be in the presence of the Lord and enter into his rest, and it's going to be eternal. So what is heaven? A pretty good definition is be with me, stick with that. In John chapter 17, before Jesus left, he said, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory. So God desires to be with those who desire to be with him. Jesus desires to be with those who the Father gives him. And God desires to spend eternity with human people that he created and ennobled with a conscience. He doesn't desire any should perish, says 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. So on one hand, I think Armageddon must break God's heart a little bit. So how did we get here? Let's respond right to this. So we get to see Armageddon before it happens. That's the genius of Revelation. That's why we may be blessed if we're doing the right thing. So pray with me. Lord, I know based on your scripture and your prophecy that you want to be with me forever. I know you've done some very heavy lifting and suffering and dying and enduring and entrusting to make that happen. I worship you for that. Lord, I know you have a heart for me and a heart for your people. And I want, Lord, I want to be with you now. I want you to be on that. I want to be with you on the day of the Lord. And I want you to be with you all the rest of the days. And Lord, I want to be near you in location to hear your voice, watch you work, and observe your glory. And I want to stay with you forever. Lord, I desire that I be with you and that you be with me. Lord, I want to be where you are, admiring you and worshiping you forever. Lord, help me to respond to the coming Armageddon, the coming battle, the coming judgment in a right way with a humble heart. I pray, Lord, that this group of people would be very small and that you would bring many into your kingdom before this happens. Amen. Thanks for listening.